At the same time the presidential candidates were debating, much of the nation's attention was focused instead on the national pastime. Major League Baseball approved an investigation of allegations about players using illegal performance-enhancing drugs, and yesterday former Senator George Mitchell gave the results of his investigation.
For more than a decade, there has been widespread illegal use of anabolic steroids and other performance-enhancing substances by players in Major League Baseball, in violation of federal law and baseball policy.
Former Senator Mitchell named names, dozens of them, including pitching great Roger Clemens and home run king Barry Bonds, 7 most valuable players, 31 All-Stars. Commentator John Feinstein has been following this story and joins us. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
How are the players responding?
Well, they're going to respond with some anger. They're going to try to claim that the report is based on a lot of hearsay, that in many cases there's just one source involved, that many of the players who are accused have never tested positive for drugs. But this was a 20-month investigation in the cases specifically of Clemens and Andy Pettit, another star pitcher for the New York Yankees. The witness involved is a firsthand witness. He says he injected them with steroids on multiple occasions. So the Players Association is in a very difficult position because they fought drug testing for years. And it was interesting yesterday that Don Feard, the longtime head of the Players Association, was almost meek in his press conference, not saying we're going to attack, just saying, well, this could affect players for years and years who might not be guilty. But you know what, Steve? The odds are most of them are guilty.
Well, that's very interesting because the Players Union has been among those opposing too much of a look at drug testing and drugs in general.
Right, exactly. And now the next big issue is going to be human growth hormone, which has become the drug of choice and is mentioned multiple times in the report in terms of many different players, most recently, because you cannot test through urinalysis for HGH. And I think Bud Selig, the commissioner, and the owners will now push for blood testing, which is another step forward, which is like the Olympic model that Senator Mitchell suggested should be used in the report and would be another giant step. And you can bet the Players Association will fight that.
Well, let me ask about the owners, though. They made money off the great statistics in the 90s and the home run competition and everything else. Do you think they are serious about cleaning this up?
I think they are now. Because they were embarrassed. And Senator Mitchell made reference to the fact that everyone in baseball was culpable throughout this period dating back to the 1990s. The owners and the commissioner did turn their back on what everybody in the game knew was going on because they liked the home runs, because they were bringing fans back to the stadiums after the 94-95 strike. And then when it got to be embarrassing, when every other sport was taking major steps, particularly football and drug testing, only then did the owners start going to the players and saying, we have to do something about this.
Why do you think it happened that several of these players were associated with the New York Yankees?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the sourcing of Senator Mitchell's committing. One of the main sources was a guy who worked for the New York Mets, Kirk Radomski. Another one was this trainer who worked for the Toronto Blue Jays and later the New York Yankees. He's the guy who outed both Clemens and Pettit. So it's not that surprising that there would be a lot of focus in New York and on the Yankees. And the Yankees were a championship team during this period, so there's a reason for there to be a lot of focus on them because they were probably the most important team in baseball.
Very briefly, John, are Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and their like still going to be eligible for the Hall of Fame?
They will be eligible unless Bonds is convicted in federal court of perjury. I think they'll still be eligible. The big question, Steve, is whether they'll get in. And you know what? That would be poetic justice for baseball, that the best hitter and the best pitcher of this era, the steroids era, do not go to the Hall of Fame. That would be symbolic.
We'll see what happens. John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Commentary this morning from John Feinstein. He's a regular on this program, and his most recent book is called Cover Up, Mystery at the Super Bowl. You can read the Mitchell Report for yourself by going to npr.org.